This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden touted his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan Wednesday, hoping to summon public support to push past the Republicans lining up against the massive effort. The president turned fiery in an afternoon speech, saying that the United States is failing to build, invest, and research for the future, and adding that failure to do so amounts to giving up on leading the world.
We'll be open to good ideas and good faith negotiations. But here's what we won't be open to. We will not be open to doing nothing. Inaction simply is not an option.
Biden last week proposed a $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan that would largely be funded by an increase in the corporate tax rate to 28% and an expanded global minimum tax set at 21%. The president said he was willing to accept a rate below 28% so long as the projects he wants are financed. The number of coronavirus cases is on the rise in the United States, and it's being linked to a variant of the virus. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The variant was first identified in Britain.
The B.1.1.7 variant is now the most common lineage circulating in the United States.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says this variant has a different demographic.
Across the country, we are hearing reports of clusters of cases associated with daycare centers and youth sports. Hospitals are seeing more and more younger adults, those in their 30s and 40s.
Walensky is encouraging areas with rising case numbers to limit or suspend youth sports. She says people need to take individual responsibility to get vaccinated when they can. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News.